Okay, we're on the air now. So let me.
Okay, hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Let us
come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
About the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I know this show is all about widows, but we also want to be there for anyone else that may have had a loss, lost their mother, sister, brother, cousin, whatever relative, whatever loss you had is a loss. So we want you to be encouraged and knowing that this radio talk show is not just all about a widow's loss, but anyone's loss, because everyone's loss is the loss. It's the same, but everyone goes through their grief a different way. But just knowing that is one God, and God will be there for you. Well, tonight we have a special guest. And I'm sure he's going to give us a great message. His name is Minister Maxwell Sears. Well, he did his undergraduate at Hunter College in New York. He gave his life to Christ on 10/19/91 at Christian Culture Center in New York. And since then, God has continued to develop him in knowledge, the understanding, and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. He relocated to Georgia in 2007. After the graduation, he lost his mother, who has instilled the value of prayer in his life. He's now completing his master's in Christian counseling at Liberty University. He's doing an internship at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church under Pastor Herman Haynes. And he also participated at our 9th anniversary on September 13. He gave us a wonderful prayer, and tonight I give you Minister Maxwell Sears. I'm going to let him come and speak and give him his time so you can hear the words of encouragement, and I'm going to let him come in his own way. Minister Maxwell Sears.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God some glory. Hallelujah, Father Jesus. Thank you, Sister Hollis. Thank you for that magnanimous introduction. I give God all the glory and honor just to be here at this moment, to be worthy, and to give him all the praise. Father Jesus, I come before you to glorify your name on high, Lord Jesus. As Sister Hollis said, that widowers is not just one set of group of people, Lord Jesus, because we all have lost, Lord Jesus. But you are the great healer, Lord Jesus, that you're going to mend the brokenhearted tonight, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I come before you as a humble servant, Lord Jesus. Open in my heart, Lord Jesus, just to be used by you today, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, as I decrease, Lord Jesus, let your spirit increase, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, your word is going to go forth today, Lord Jesus. Someone who is hurting, Lord Jesus, you have a word of joy, Lord Jesus. Someone who is lost, Lord Jesus, you have a direction to find them through your blood, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I glorify your name on high today, Lord Jesus. I just want to come and give you the God, all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration, Father Jesus. For you made this possible, Lord Jesus, that you reach down in time, space, and matter, Lord Jesus. Send your word out, Lord Jesus, that they heal the brokenhearted, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, no accident, Lord Jesus, that you put us in here that be a light, Lord Jesus. All those who are hurting, Father Jesus, we are salt and light, Lord Jesus. Salt preserve those that need to be reserved, Lord Jesus. Light direct men unto you today, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, you say, if we lift you up tonight, Lord Jesus, that you will draw all the brokenhearted to you. You will draw all men to you. You will draw all women to you. You will draw everybody who needs healing tonight, Father Jesus. Father Jesus, I glorify your name on high, Lord Jesus. I lift your name on, Lord Jesus. There is no other name that men can be healed tonight. There is no other name where men can find joy tonight. There is no other name where men can come in and find peace, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, we come to exchange every doubt in our heart, Lord Jesus. Every fear that has bind us, Lord Jesus, I now exchange it for your glory, Father Jesus. Father Jesus, I read your word, Lord Jesus. I go back at the beginning, Father Jesus. Let your word minister, Lord Jesus, as you now use me as a vessel, Lord Jesus. That I may get out the way, Lord Jesus, so that you may get in the way, Father Jesus. Father Jesus, thank you for this opportunity, Lord Jesus. But this is your wavelength, Lord Jesus. This is your way of lying, Lord Jesus, that you might send your word out, Lord Jesus, and it might heal your people, Lord Jesus. All those who are weary tonight, Lord Jesus, all those who are heavy burdened tonight, Lord Jesus, you said, come, and you, Lord Jesus, will give them rest, Father Jesus. Only in rest, Lord Jesus, we can play the beautiful music in our heart, Lord Jesus. Rest is putting our whole dependency on you alone, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, there is nothing better than coming and sitting at your feet tonight, Lord Jesus. For when we sit at your feet, Lord Jesus, we are at rest, Father Jesus. For out of our belly tonight, Lord Jesus, with living waters flow, Lord Jesus, so that those who come in contact with us, Lord Jesus, will know that you are God of the living, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I pray for Sister Holly's family, Lord Jesus. I ask God to put an edge of protection around her tonight, Lord Jesus. For we know when we stand in the light, Lord Jesus, Satan comes, Lord Jesus. But by the blood of the Lamb, Lord Jesus, he cannot cross that mark, Lord Jesus. The blood is our fence tonight, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I put a fence around our family, Lord Jesus, that they may be protected by your grace. They might be shut up by your love, Lord Jesus. Whatever the enemy has meant for bad around their family, Lord Jesus, I now pray in the Holy Spirit that it is done and done and well in your name, Jesus, that every yoke that binds, Lord Jesus, is now loose, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I lift up Sister Hollis today, Lord Jesus. For we know, Lord Jesus, you mend the brokenhearted, Lord Jesus. Your joy completes us, Lord Jesus. Your hope is what makes us able to stand tomorrow, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord Jesus, even in the storm of life, when we cry, save me, you are there, Lord Jesus. Thank you for saving, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your resurrection blood today, Lord Jesus. For the blood is what does the work tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father Jesus. Father Jesus, I thank you for greater Trinity Baptist Church, Lord Jesus. Give me a chance, Lord Jesus, to stand and do my intern, Lord Jesus. I thank that opportunity, Lord Jesus, that I can be just a light, Lord Jesus, that I use me and mold me into your will, Lord Jesus, that somebody I can touch, Lord Jesus, some word I can just send out, Lord Jesus, someone who is hurting, someone who is lost, may find light tonight, Lord Jesus, someone who is contemplating anything that they don't understand, Lord Jesus, they may find a word of direction tonight, Lord Jesus, something that will minister to them, Lord Jesus. Something will tug at their heart tonight, Lord Jesus, and say that I love you with an everlasting love. God said he loves us with an everlasting love. And one thing about God and his word, God keeps his promise. Lord Jesus, I glorify your name, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I come before you humbling myself, Lord Jesus, as I read Genesis, Lord Jesus. We have to go to the beginning to know the end, Lord Jesus. But Genesis is the essence of who you are, Lord Jesus. For you are great, Lord Jesus, And there is no other name that men can be saved tonight, Lord Jesus. There is no other peace that men can find tonight, Lord Jesus. There is no other joy that men can come in and find you, Lord Jesus. There is not a hope. There is no other hope but you, Jesus. Father Jesus, thank you, Father Jesus. Father Jesus, I bring this nation before you, Lord Jesus. As they go before this election, Lord Jesus, you are the one who rules government, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, if we put our trust in you, we will put the right person in office, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, thank you for this opportunity, Lord Jesus, just to pray for this nation, Lord Jesus. For you say that we have not because we ask not. Lord Jesus, I ask for your direction. I ask for your power. I ask for your heart and your mind and your soul direct, Lord Jesus, that your blood may cover this nation, Lord Jesus, that they may return back to you, Lord Jesus, in every which way, Lord Jesus, and I glorify your name on high, Jesus. Father Jesus, I read your word, Lord Jesus, and go into the lesson that you have prepared my heart today, Lord Jesus. I give you the power and the glory, Lord Jesus. Let the word, Lord Jesus, let the words of my mouth be acceptable, Lord Jesus. Let the meditation of my heart be worthy of you today, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, let Maxwell decrease as your Holy Spirit convicts and bring people tonight, Lord Jesus. For only you unite us as one, Lord Jesus. No matter where we are today, Lord Jesus, may this wave go through every computer, every wavelength, Lord Jesus, and touch someone who needs you, Lord Jesus. To open the blind eyes, Lord Jesus. To heal the broken heart, Lord Jesus. And especially, Lord Jesus, we lift up a special prayer for the widows, Lord Jesus. For, Lord Jesus, you have never laid them or forsaken them, Lord Jesus. For what they can't feel in the supernatural, Lord Jesus, you will now send someone in the natural right now, Lord Jesus, to direct their path, to order their step, Lord Jesus, to know that they are not forsaken, Father Jesus. I now stand as a minister of your gospel, Lord Jesus, to lift your name on high, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father Jesus. May your word heal someone tonight, Lord Jesus. May your word resurrect someone who was lost tonight, Lord Jesus. May your word direct somebody back home, Lord Jesus. May your word find a vessel, Lord Jesus, that is empty, that you fill it with your blood, Lord Jesus. You fill it with your direction. You fill it with your grace today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you continue to do, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I'm going to read in the Genesis 1 from the New International Version. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord Jesus, may you add a special anointing to your words, Lord Jesus. That when I read, Lord Jesus, let it illuminate the hearts of your people, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I glorify your name. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the sea. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good. And he separated the light from darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And then there was evening. And there was morning, the first day. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God said, let there be an expansion between the waters to separate where the waters, so that God made the expansion and separate the waters under the expansion from the water above it. And it was so. And God called the expansion sky. And there was evening and there was morning, second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land, and he gathered the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. I'm going to stop there right now and just go back on this verse. In the beginning was God. God is saying tonight, whatever we are going and facing, he have never leave us. He have never forsaken us. He will be with us at the beginning. He will be us through the middle, and he will be us through the end. God has put in us of himself. He has given us a mind to think like him. He has given us a heart to feel like him. He has given us a will to act like him. So whenever we go through, whenever we feel the pain, whenever we feel the loss, we know that God will always order our steps. He sticks closer today than anybody else can stick closer, more than a mother, a father, a brother. He is a healer. He is the great physician. He is the lover of our life. We have hope in him. When God said that he loves us, he separates heaven and earth just for us. Hallelujah. When God says he loves us, it has a special meaning. Agape love means God listened to us. The L in love means that God listened to us. No matter what we go through, that God has listened to us. When we cry out to him, he listens. When we are frightened, he listens. When we are lost, he listens. When we are hungry, he listens. Hallelujah. And the O means that God overlooks our pain. He looks our fault. He overlooks our sin. So much that he sent his only begotten son to die for our sin. So Christ took on our sin so that we may now have life to him. Father Jesus, I glorify your name. And the V tonight is value. God value us. We are important to God that he created heaven and earth just for man, just that we can be inside of it. Just there is no other reason for earth but for man that he has said, what is man that he is mindful of man today, that he made him a little lower than angel, and he crowned him with all glory. Father Jesus, thank you for the value of giving us today, Lord Jesus. There is no other hope that we can find but you, Jesus. There is no other joy that we can find but you, Jesus. There is no other peace tonight, Lord Jesus, that we can find without you, Jesus. And the E in love is God expressed himself through his word. The word does the work. If there's any time we feel pain, if there's any time we feel any way of darkness, turn on the light of God's word. For the word will heal our disease. For when the word became flesh, it dwell among man today. Lord Jesus, let your word dwell among your people today, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, let your word develop flesh, Lord Jesus. Can these dry bones live tonight? You alone know, Lord Jesus. And it can live, Lord Jesus. Because when you spoke the word, light appeared. When you spoke the word, darkness disappeared. Father Jesus, I now speak your word. There is no greater love than God who laid down his life for us today. A good man will think about laying his life, but no one will lay a life down for a sinner. Only a God who knows the value of his people will step into time and space and change our hope, change our darkness into light, change our despair into a peace. Father Jesus, I glorify your name today, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, we come, Lord Jesus, just to thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we go through so much, we just don't know how to say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for you walk with us, Lord Jesus. You talk with us. You are mindful of us tonight, Lord Jesus, that you send your word right today, Lord Jesus, so that your people may know. You say that you love us with an everlasting love, they now know what love means, Lord Jesus. It means a connection with a holy God, a living God, a God who meets our need according to his riches. Father Jesus, I now sanctify your word with your truth, Lord Jesus. I plead the blood around your word, Lord Jesus, for you say that when your word goes forth, Satan comes immediately to snatch, to steal, and destroy. But the power of your anointing, Lord Jesus, is when we activate our mouth by using your word, Lord Jesus. For you say, Lord Jesus, if we resist the devil tonight, Lord Jesus, he must flee, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I glorify your name on high today. I send your word, Lord Jesus, that it may heal your people, Lord Jesus. Someone, by the sound of your voice today, Lord Jesus, by the sound of your word, Lord Jesus, will get a healing, Lord Jesus. Someone who is in need of a touch of the Lord Jesus will now be touched, Lord. Someone who is contemplating, Lord Jesus, to find hope, will find hope tonight in this radio, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father Jesus, for your grace. Thank you for your peace, Jesus. Thank you for all that you continue to do in my heart, Lord Jesus. Thank you for making a way out of no way, Father Jesus. Thank you for bringing the light into this world, Lord Jesus. For this spark, Lord Jesus, will ignite this nation and to know, Lord Jesus, that you are still a God who stepped down in heaven and earth, Lord Jesus. For when you speak, light appear. When you appear, change is manifest, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, we come and hold you up today, Lord Jesus. As we know, Lord Jesus, you are the altar of exchange, Father Jesus. Father Jesus, we now tonight exchange everything that we have gone through, everything that we are yoked to, Lord Jesus. We come tonight, Lord Jesus, a place of exchange, Father Jesus. Father Jesus, I pray a special anointing, Father Jesus, especially for the widows, Lord Jesus, especially in a time of hurt, Lord Jesus, of pain, of confusion, Lord Jesus. But you are not a God of confusion. You're not a God of pain, Lord Jesus. For what the enemy has tried to cloud, what the enemy has tried to deceive, Lord Jesus, you bring light, Lord Jesus. Your peace, Jesus. Your peace that surpasses all understanding today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father Jesus, as I glorify your name on high. Thank you, Father Jesus. You be merciful. You be the joy of our life, Father Jesus. And as your word goes in today, Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything that you continue doing in our heart, Lord Jesus. As your word, as we meditate, Lord Jesus, I just want to leave something in the people's heart, Lord Jesus. Know that the Father has the power to do all things in our life. He directs our path. He is the power that we speak in. If we only knew God love tonight, there's nothing impossible in Christ. What is impossible for man is very possible for Christ today. He makes it possible. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we now call upon our Son, Jesus Christ, for his love is everlasting. He is the manifester. He said, no one comes unto the Father unless they come to him. He is the way. He is our hope. He is the resurrection. He is the life. Everything that we need, we go to Jesus Christ because he intercedes for us tonight. He goes to the Father on our behalf. When we are not worthy, he makes us worthy. When we can't feel, he enters. Well, he says, even when we don't know what to pray tonight, the Holy Spirit now shows up. And the Holy Spirit is the mercy. For without mercy, there will be no change of heart. For the God knows that we are human. But when we step aside and let him show up, he is the perfect example of what we need. Father Jesus, let your people know, Lord Jesus, that you have given them a mind of Christ. You have given them a mind to think like God, a heart to feel like Christ. And most of all, Lord Jesus, a will to act like the Spirit, Lord Jesus. Too long, Lord Jesus, we have let fear, doubt, and pride come in to snatch what you have given us, Lord Jesus. We know we have power over the enemy, Lord Jesus, for you said that we will tread upon the serpent, Lord Jesus, that we now take that power, Lord Jesus, to walk and walk in your ability, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your joy, Lord Jesus, as I now come in, Lord Jesus, for you say, whatever we bind on earth, Lord Jesus, will be bind in heaven. Father Jesus, I bind up fear today, Lord Jesus. I bind up every vested of fear, Lord Jesus. Everything that have come against your nostril that is not of you, Lord Jesus, I bind it up, Lord Jesus. I bind up fear and put it at the bottom pit that it belongs, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I bind up doubt tonight, Lord Jesus. Every doubt in our heart that we have that Jesus has left us or forsaken us, I now rebuke that in Satan's name. I bind up every doubt that come up against the Spirit of God. Father Jesus, I bind up every pride, Lord Jesus. A pride that will Satan bring to say that I will enter the throne room of God and sit. Father Jesus, we humble ourselves tonight, Lord Jesus. And I bind up the pride, Lord Jesus. And you say, whatever we loose on earth, we now could release in heaven. Father Jesus, I release your power in your people, Lord Jesus. Your power to break every yoke that bind them to any kind of doubt today, Lord Jesus. Jesus, I release your power, Lord Jesus. I release your power to do everything but fail tonight, Lord Jesus. I release your mercy, Jesus, that we may have a heart to care for each other, Lord Jesus, that we may have a mind to understand each other, Lord Jesus, that we may stand in the gap for your grace, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I lose every ability, Lord Jesus, so that we may act on your grace, Father Jesus. I release it tonight, Lord Jesus, that your word may go forward, Lord Jesus, and you say that your word will accomplish what it set out to do. Your word come to renew man's heart tonight. Your word come to restore broken relationships. Your word come to heal the broken heart. Your word come to restore all those tonight, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I cover and close tonight, Lord Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord Jesus. I give you the praise, Lord Jesus. I give you the adoration, Lord Jesus. I adore your holy name tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All I can say is thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit. As you now become one in Christ, may you now understand that God's love is greater than anything you're going through tonight. In Jesus' holy name, I hold up the light of Christ, that all those who look at Christ will be healed tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your peace, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for goodness. Thank you for your gentleness. Thank you for your kindness, Father Jesus. For when we have the fruit of the Spirit, Lord Jesus, you said there is no law against that, Lord Jesus. Father Jesus, I now surrender my heart and will to you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I glorify your name. Thank you, Father Jesus. All I can say is thank you. You be worthy, Lord Jesus. Let's just thank God wherever we are at the sound of this radio. Could we just open our mouth and give God the praise? Wherever you're going to, thank God to it. No matter what you lack, thank God for. No matter what you don't have, thank God to it. We have to learn how to be thankful again. Gratefulness. Gratefulness. We have to have a grateful heart. Grateful to what Jesus has done for us. For he has given us his spirit. He has given us his breath. Without the spirit of God, without the breath of God, we are nothing. But with God, we can do all things through Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mr. Hollis, hallelujah. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Sears, for that wonderful, encouraging message.
Yes.
Just like you indicated, whatever we may be feeling,
yes, Jesus.
He loves us. He values us. Yes, he does value us. We are special to him.
Yes, Jesus.
And he will definitely direct and order our steps. We just have
yes,
to
Jesus.
Believe that he will. And
yes,
he will
Jesus.
Do just that.
Hallelujah. Just have to take and praise him. You know, when we open our mouth, we activate God's praise. It's just, sometimes Satan comes and tries to tell us it's not going to be make a difference. We are not worthy. Jesus makes us worthy. But when we open our mouth to give God the praise, we activate the power of Jesus. When we open our mouth to give God the glory, we activate the glory of Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, Father Jesus. Thank you, Father Jesus. Thank you for ministering to your people, Lord Jesus. For the word of love had to go to somebody who was feeling a distance from Lord Jesus. But they know that you listen to them, Lord Jesus. You overlook wherever they're going through, Lord Jesus. They can come to you as you know they are, Lord Jesus. Messed up, no matter whatever it is, Jesus, you make it okay. We can get good and come to you, Jesus. We can act good, but you only can make us holy tonight, Lord Jesus. You're looking for holy people, Lord Jesus. And I lift up Sister Harlis, Lord Jesus, that she's opened up an avenue that men may hear your word in truth, spirit. And you say that the true believers at the last time will worship you in truth and spirit, Father Jesus. Thank you, Father Jesus. I glorify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Well, thank you so
Jesus.
Much. I'm
thank
sure
you.
That everyone out there heard
oh,
this
Jesus.
Message and they enjoyed as much as I did. And thank you so
oh,
much hallelujah. For staying up with us tonight. I know you said that you have some papers to do after you get off the air. And I ask God to instill all of the knowledge and wisdom that you need to complete that paper. Because you
hallelujah.
Stayed up and to be a part of this show. And I thank you so much for that wonderful message that you just gave us.
Hallelujah.
And, there's so many things that you said and the value. We only have 2 minutes left, so I am going to say to everyone, just be blessed and knowing that God does love you and value and feel, know how you feel. Everything that Minister Sears said, chew on it and take it with you this week and allow God to direct your path and the way to go. Have a blessed week and tune in again next week, same time, from 11 to 11:30 a.m. every Tuesday. Invite your friends and family, anyone that have had any type of loss, tell them to join us on the air. Every now and then we will have someone to come on and say a word, give you some words of wisdom. So be blessed and have a great week.
Hallelujah. And just going to say, when God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. Amen.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Great and he's greatly to be praised. song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name.